Welcome to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley with a biography of birch trees. There is a stretch along Interstate 95 north of Bangor where the median strip is filled with white birch trees. Whenever I travel north, I find it such a pleasure to see this long birch grove growing in the middle of the highway. And I like to think it has been intentionally cultivated over the decades by people who knew the ancient meaning of these striking trees and wished to bless travelers with birch's grace and wisdom. The sacredness of birch trees has been recognized since Paleolithic times throughout Indo-European culture. The name birch comes from the Sanskrit berig, meaning shining white. The whiteness of its bark is unique among trees, and ancient peoples saw in its shining whiteness the embodiment of the sun goddess, whose bright light blessed and nourished all beings. The birch tree was called the White Lady, the White Goddess, and the Lady of the Forest, and it was sacred to such far-ranging goddesses as Sarasvati in Vedic culture, Freya in the Norse pantheon, and Brigid, the Celtic triple goddess. Brigid's name comes from the same root as birch, as does the country of Britain, and words like bright and brilliant. Birch is the tree of spring and of new beginnings. It is a pioneer species, one of the first trees to colonize land that has been disturbed, creating a hospitable environment and preparing the soil for future forests. Birch was among the first trees to become established after the glaciers receded, welcoming the new human arrivals and beckoning them north into a whole new world. As an embodiment of the Great Mother, the birch was venerated as a symbol of fertility, purification, and protection. It was a birch tree that was traditionally used for the maypole in the annual fertility festival of Beltane on May 1st. Also, birch was the tree of lovers, and traditionally it was beneath a birch tree that women and men joined together in lovers' trysts. In Russia and Scandinavia, people beat their bodies with birch twigs during saunas to stimulate circulation, increasing the vitality of the skin and impart the magical purifying qualities of this sacred tree. For protection, people placed birch branches above their doors to keep harm from entering their homes, as well as to protect from lightning strikes. The uses of the birch tree are many. The wood is still employed for flooring and furniture, but the many uses of birch bark are surprising. Impervious to water, birch bark has been used to cover canoes, to make roofing and siding for dwellings. Native Americans and early European settlers made birch bark shoes. Buckets and cooking vessels sealed with birch pitch were also made of birch bark. The birch vessel, filled with water, could cook food when a red-hot stone was dropped into it to make the water boil. Birch was and still is used as food and medicine. Boiled birch sap makes a sweet wintergreen scented syrup. Fermented, the sap becomes birch beer. Fresh birch sap is drunk as a blood purifier, and tea made from young birch leaves and buds is consumed as a spring tonic. Birch was so important to our ancestors that it became a letter in early alphabets. In the Celtic Oum script, birch is the first letter, Beth, symbolizing beginnings. In the Norse runes, Birkana, the birch, is the birth rune. And even in the Roman alphabet, the letter B is thought to be derived from the mother mounds of Neolithic times, representing the breasts of the Great Mother, which nourished new life. Outside my front door, there is a small stand of white birch trees which protect and nourish my home. I think of them as the Ordesi Burkan, the goddess of the door in Siberian shamanic tradition. The goddess of the door was a birch tree upon which the shaman climbed to the spirit world and received wisdom and healing to bring back for her people. And so, how will you honor the birch tree now that spring is here? Blessed be. You've been listening to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley.